My name is Kurt Cobalt. I am the general counsel for the Wisconsin Education Association Council. I'm one of the attorneys in the case, and we're filing the suit today, a complaint today, and in the near future we intend to seek a preliminary injunction that would stop the law from going into effect. So in the near future we will be filing such pleadings.
So you have not filed it yet?
We filed the complaint today, and we're going to file the injunction papers in the near future over the next few days, and we'll be seeking in much more detail explaining why our clients are going to be irreparably harmed by if this law goes into effect, and why the court should stop the law from going into effect while the lawsuit is being decided.
Why file now? Why not file 3 months ago, 4 months ago? Why now?
Well, because Judge Sumi's order stayed the law from going into effect, so we didn't see the need to file any sooner. Now that the law is imminently going to go into effect, we think now is the appropriate time to file.
When do you believe it goes into effect?
I believe today the Secretary of State indicated that he intends to publish the law June 28th, which will mean under the Constitution it goes into effect June 29th. Well, that may be something we have to litigate, but we think he has the authority as a Secretary of State to a 10-day period beginning after the Supreme Court yesterday vacated the decision to publish the law, and he's acting properly pursuant to that authority.
You said that you believe that this violates the Constitution. What constitutional amendment is this a violation of?
We have two claims we're making. One is it violates the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution, in that there is no rational basis for distinguishing between the public safety workers, namely the police and firefighters, all of whom endorsed the governor, and the rest of the workers. It violates the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution. The second theory we're pursuing is a First Amendment claim. We're saying that taking away the payroll deduction for dues for the non-public safety workers violates their right to contribute to their union and to further political activities that they desire to engage in. So those are the two theories.
So you are even what happens if you're ultimately successful here? Is the whole law tossed out or just parts of it?
Well, we're seeking to have the whole law tossed out. We are not protesting or seeking to have enjoined those economic provisions of the law which require the workers to pay the pension contributions and the health care contributions. We're not challenging those sections. We're only seeking those parts of the law to be enjoined that interfere with constitutional rights.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
So you're essentially saying that it's protected speech, political, that contributions to unions are political donations?
Yes, yes. And those dues are used for political purposes, and to allow one group not to use those dues and the other group too, that violates First Amendment rights.
Thank you.
Right.